This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. World powers evacuated more people from Sudan on Wednesday in complex international operations prompted by an eruption of fighting that has sent thousands of foreigners and many more Sudanese people fleeing for safety. A French ship carrying hundreds of evacuees docked Wednesday morning in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, as part of broader efforts, including several warships in addition to airlifts. France played a crucial role in paving the way for mass evacuations from an airbase outside Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Taking advantage of relative calm, many Sudanese in Khartoum and the neighboring city of Omdurman emerged from their homes to seek food and water, lining up at bakeries or grocery stores after days of being trapped inside by the fighting between the army and a rival paramilitary group. Still, gunfire and explosions could be heard in the city, though residents said clashes were more limited in pockets, mainly around the military's headquarters and the Republican Palace in central Khartoum and around bases in Omdurman across the Nile River. The leaders of China and Ukraine have had their first known contact since the Russian invasion more than a year ago, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky described it as a long and meaningful call with Xi Jinping, which came a month after the Chinese leader visited Moscow.
We think that's a good thing.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has been pushing Beijing to get Kyiv's views
on this illegal and unprovoked invasion by Russia.
And while Zelensky was upbeat after the call, Russia praised it as well, saying it shows China wants to facilitate peace. Beijing says it's looking to send a mediator to Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis has decided to give women the right to vote at an upcoming meeting of bishops, AP correspondent Charles David Asma reports.
The Vatican has published modifications which emphasize Pope Francis's vision for the lay faithful taking on a greater role in church affairs that have long been left to clerics, bishops, and cardinals. Francis has approved changes to the norms governing the Synod of Bishops, a Vatican body that gathers the world's bishops together for periodic meetings following years of demands by women to have the right to vote. Observers say it's an historic reform reflecting Francis's hopes to give women greater decision-making responsibilities and lay people more say in the life of the Catholic Church. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazil's Congress on Wednesday opened an inquiry into the January 8th storming of key government buildings in the capital by violent demonstrators who denied the electoral victory of the recently inaugurated President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lula's Workers' Party had tried to avoid the congressional inquiry, hoping to leave investigations to law enforcement and keep lawmakers focused on its legislative agenda. The right-wing opposition has pushed for an inquiry to blame his new government for security failures in Brasilia that day. In an escalating battle between Walt Disney and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Disney on Wednesday sued the potential White House contender over his state's efforts to control its Florida theme parks, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The lawsuit marks the company's response to mounting efforts by DeSantis and his supporters to exert power over Disney World, which draws millions of visitors every year to its massive amusement parks.
Disney State Gate!
The battle began last year after Disney criticized a state law dubbed Don't Say Gay, banning classroom discussion of sexuality and gender identity in schools from kindergarten through grade 3. Disney argues it was denied its First Amendment rights to free speech.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The writer suing Donald Trump for allegedly raping her nearly 30 years ago told jurors at a civil trial on Wednesday that the former U.S. president sexually assaulted her and defamed her by lying about it. 79-year-old E. Jean Carroll, a former Elle magazine advice columnist, is seeking unspecified damages from the 76-year-old Trump, who leads the Republican field in the 2024 presidential campaign. She is suing over an alleged encounter in a department store dressing room in late 1995 or early 1996, where she says Trump raped her until she was able to flee. I'm Joe Ramsey.